Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to dial in toll free here and bring up whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. However, if you are trying to Skype into the show tonight, you will be out of luck because we just don't have that option here in our remote studio. The remote studio is a little pared down from the normal studio that we're normally sitting in Keene, New Hampshire. We're still in the geographic region known as New Hampshire. However, now in Manchester for tonight and tomorrow night. We started last night at the 2015 Liberty Forum, and we continued with the forum today. The forum really kicked off today. Today was, ultimately, it's really day one, kind of Thursday, sort of day zero, where people go up to Concord. There's like a large carpool of people that go to the State House, and they kind of experience what it's like to be at the State House, and you know how easy it is to access the state representatives. And actually, I'm hoping one of those state reps is going to stop by and talk to us here tonight, Joe Hannon, who I think he's got an interesting story to tell.
Yeah, he's actually been on the committee that we've gone to a couple of times for several bills. The money transmitter bill that we went to testify on, he's on that committee.
Yep, and he actually gave me an update on that today. This is just an example of how these state reps in New Hampshire are actually approachable human beings who you can, you know, they can empathize with
right.
you, and you can communicate with them.
Yeah, I had like a 20-minute conversation with him last night in the hallway, just randomly. I was talking to somebody else and said, we should talk to a state rep about this. As a matter of fact, there's one right there.
He
hey, Joe, come here for a second. And we had like a 20-minute conversation just off the cuff because we were talking about something that, you know, there ought to be a law. But this actually is one of those things where there ought to be a law to where here in New Hampshire you can do what's called a petitioned warrant article on like a town budget or a school board budget. And in a lot of cases, these get amended away to where they're meaningless. And when I say there ought to be a law, there ought to be a law to protect that. There should be something to protect the right of petitioners, because we're told that we have this right to petition for redress of grievances. But yet when you do that, going through their process where you petition, you get a minimum of 25 people to sign on to your thing to go on the ballot. That can then be changed as long as there are more people that want to change it than want it to stay how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that totally takes away the right of people to be able to petition to get something on the ballot without necessarily having to be in the majority. Because, you know, the whole thing about, you know, the quote-unquote American system of governance, I remember being told it's majority rule, minority right. To where the majority rules, but they still have to respect the rights of the minority. But it seems as though it's going away from that to where it's just majority rule and screw you.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, that's what majority rule absolutely results in. I mean, it seems like every single time. So, you know, what we're pointing out here is the state reps are accessible in New Hampshire, which is really unique. You know, some of them are walking around this very event, the 2015 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. There's 400 of them. They have paid $100 a year. And they are just average folks, most of them. Many
yeah.
of them are not professional politicians. Or attorneys, you know, usually in a lot of states it's attorneys that go after these roles, and you know, that's because they don't pay too bad in most states, and there's a lot of power that goes along with it. But out of 400 reps, that's not a whole lot of power for
right.
each one of those seats, and $100 isn't really attractive to your average attorney. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting situation. But what you also pointed out is there's some challenges here in New Hampshire.
Sure.
I mean, like you said, with these petition warrants, it can be gutted. Of course, marijuana prohibition is still in full effect here. There's problems. There are a few problems in New Hampshire. And I was talking with somebody about this today. Was you and I were running the Free Keen booth here all day long. And, you know, kind of talking about this. And the guy was making the point, well, you know, California's not, or the girl actually was making the point, oh, California's not so bad. They've got cannabis legalization. I'm like, well, yeah, but that's really kind of all they've got.
Actually, California doesn't really have
medical
legalization. They have medical.
And it's a loose medical.
And it's, right. Yeah. It's essentially, you know, recreational as long as you go to a guy that has a piece of paper from, you know, like Quinnipiac State Technical Dental Chair Assembly College. And this guy can then say, oh, you stubbed your toe, have some weed. So it really is recreational under the guise of medical, which is why the DEA keeps going in to crack down on these dispensaries.
I don't know. I've heard they haven't been doing that much in the last couple of years.
The number of raids by the DEA in California has increased under Obama compared to George Bush.
So my point was, you know, if we get enough liberty-minded people to New Hampshire, eventually the cannabis laws are going to change here.
Right.
That's going to happen. Things are moving in that direction. We had Carol McGuire, who is now a four-term legislator, who was an early mover for the Free State Project. She's been in there. She's on her fourth term. And she talked about how there's been this real palpable change from when she started four terms ago, 8 years ago, and to now where, you know, when she started, the marijuana decrim or legalization was laughed out of the room by these state reps.
Right. And now
it's taken very seriously.
Decrim has gone through the state house, what, four consecutive years? Bound to go through the fifth consecutive year this year.
Yeah.
And hopefully this year, for the first time, it goes through the Senate. But I'm not really going to hold my breath on that because the Senate is still, you know, there's still Republicans and Democrats in New Hampshire, and they actually are Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that want to, you know, fool you and say the Republican Party is the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. No, it's not. The Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is barely the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got challenges here, but if we get enough people who love liberty together, then we can make a real impact. We can make a difference. I mean, we've already had an amazing effect. With the Free State Project, the idea is to move liberty-oriented people to the same geographic area so they can get active together and hopefully achieve some more liberty in our lifetime. Well, the good news is that even though the Free State Project has yet to actually reach its final goal of 20,000 signers, it's got over 16,000, which is pretty darn good. We're going to get to 20,000. But in the meantime, people have been moving anyway. Daryl, you and I are early movers. Do we have any other early movers in our live studio audience here tonight? Any other early movers? Wow, you guys are no early movers here in this audience. It's incredible. How many of you are planning a move to New Hampshire? Okay, I got several there. That's good. So the more people we can get here, the better. But already, with 1,700 people here in state as part of the Free State Project, we've already had over a dozen people elected. This year, they're saying 18 Free State Project participants.
Yeah, that's what I saw. 18
were elected, and it's been going up and up and up. And so as the activists keep moving and moving, we're going to see more people getting elected. And these guys are bringing the ideas of freedom to the state house, which the more the average state reps who aren't necessarily liberty oriented, the more they hear about this stuff, the more they're being persuaded.
Right. And there's a lot of people that are not state reps that are bringing liberty ideas to the state house because it is so accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So I started this thing this year. I came up with the idea last year of adopting a committee, and I have a better attendance record at the election law committee than half of the members of the election law committee. I have missed two bill hearings and one executive session.
Well, one was because we were late, right? One day?
One bill was because we were late. Another one was because I just, you know, I got delayed going down to move the car as one of the days you did not go. And actually, there were three bills. There was another bill that I just determined was not important enough for me to sit through. So three bills that I missed and one executive session. I attended every subcommittee hearing. And generally, subcommittees, they pick five members of the committee to form a subcommittee. I attended every single one of those. I think the only other people that attended all of that was the chair of the subcommittee and the guy that acted as secretary of all of the subcommittees.
Hmm. And so what has happened as a result of that, Daryl, is that these people who are on this committee you know, they're not experts on election law necessarily. They've been assigned to this committee. Some of them may have requested the assignment, but many of them probably have not. They've just been assigned there. And so you are kind of a self-made expert on these things. You research, you pay attention to the news, you know what's going on. And they have turned to you in certain instances, looking to you for expertise.
I've had them ask me questions in the hallway after a hearing to find out more about how to make a bill better.
You can have this effect here as well. Can you do this where you live? Can you do this in your state, at your state house? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here from the 2015 Liberty Forum in moments.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam. My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, Welcome back to Free Talk Live, live from the 2015 Liberty Forum. We have had the great pleasure of being able to bring you this particular conference, little excerpts from the conference over the last several years. There have been eight of them. I think this is the eighth one, and we've been at every single one of them, and it's been an absolute blast. It's always fun to meet Free Talk Live listeners who I've never met before, and yeah, it's also unusual to do the show in front of a studio audience, and I would like to thank our studio audience for coming out here tonight. Please give yourselves a round of applause, because that way our listeners will know you're actually there and we're not talking to ourselves. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and Skype is not available, but you can still call the show. Even though we are going to be talking to people on our third microphone here in the studio, that doesn't mean that you can't participate from home. You can still call in, and you can still bring up anything. It doesn't have to be Liberty Forum related or, you know, on the topic that the guest is discussing. So feel free to join us here. Again, 855-450-FREE. I want to give you a little bit of detail on how to get some delicious coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. You get a whole pound of coffee for free. You still have to pay the shipping cost, but the pound itself will cost you nothing. And then you'll get on basically an auto ship program where you can customize how much coffee you are sent, how often you are sent it, what flavor. And, of course, you can cancel any time. That first pound will be free either way. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. And you're also, you know, helping people, because a portion of the profits are going to microloans via kiva.org, which is helping people in other parts of the world make a better life for themselves. So you can help people and get great coffee. This is like, you know, top grade, 100% organic, top Arabica grade coffee. It's great stuff. coffee.freetalklive.com. As we continue here from the 2015 Liberty Forum in the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire, you can go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about this excellent event. And it's not too late for you to get out here. Friday's kind of day one. Saturday will be just as busy, if not busier, with many people likely, you know, still not quite done with work, getting off work on Friday, and then making the trip up here to New Hampshire for this. So we've encountered all kinds of interesting folks. Daryl, you and I have been working at the Free Keen booth.
Yes.
And one of the things I love to do, the reasons I love doing the booth work is because, you know, I'm kind of an introvert. I'm more likely to just talk to people I already know if I'm milling about. But if I'm at the booth, I got to talk to everybody that comes up.
Right.
And so we meet interesting people like Aaron Hamlin.
One thing that's interesting about having two people work the booth is that one of the people can sort of mosey around and meet the other vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron actually came up to us.
That's right. Yep.
And then I did go down and speak with him and the other people there at the Center for Election Science.
So, Aaron, welcome to Free Talk Live. Thanks for being here.
Yep. Thanks again.
So what is the Center for Election Science? And get real close on that microphone when you talk to me.
Sure. The Center for Election Science is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we focus on electoral systems, so basically making it so that public and private organizations can use better voting methods to have more intelligent decisions.
So there's one in particular that you really like, the voting methods, because there are different ones out there, right?
Oh, yeah. So the main ones we push are approval voting and score voting. We tend to focus a lot more with approval voting just because it's such a simple method.
Tell me, what is approval voting? I know, but our listeners may not.
Sure. So when you get a ballot normally and when you're voting, you get a restricting direction or a limiting direction, and that is to choose only one candidate. But with approval voting, there's a big difference. So with that direction, it's just not there. You can choose as many candidates as you want. So you can just select as many candidates as you wish, and then the candidate with the most votes wins.
So that helps with the whole wasted vote syndrome thing, right?
Yeah. So under our current choose one method, you have this dilemma in front of you where you can either have a say in who wins an election by choosing among the front runners, or you can choose your honest favorite. But with approval voting, you don't have that dilemma.
And how is score voting different, and what is score voting for the people that don't know?
Sure. Score voting is a system where a voter will score candidates on a scale, say 0 to 9, and the candidate with the highest average score would win. It's actually pretty similar with approval voting, only the levels of expression are a bit larger.
Okay, so let me throw this hypothetical to you. Let's say that there's five candidates. Mm-hmm. four of the candidates get, you know, all but one vote. And then the fifth candidate gets a single vote that is ranked number nine. That candidate obviously would then have the highest average. Would the candidate that then received one vote at a nine get elected?
So when you use the word rank, really I think you mean the word score.
Right, score.
Or rating.
So I score them a nine, and I'm the only person that votes for them.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else, their score is an average of 2.5 because nobody really likes any of them. But, you know, they don't think that this other guy is going to win, and so they're not going to, you know, vote for him anyway. So they just, like, you know, skip him altogether mm-hmm. because they don't want to bring him down, hoping that, well, you know, maybe somebody will vote for him highly. And so one person votes for him, scores him a nine.
With score voting, we typically have a default rule with omissions within a ballot, and that is just to score that candidate as a zero.
Okay.
So that would solve that.
So with the Center for Election Science, are you lobbying politicians? Who are you trying to convince?
We have worked with legislators before. So, for instance, New Hampshire has pushed legislation, and we've helped with consulting on that. As well as with Arizona, we did some consulting in Oregon. So we're not new to that game. But we also help private organizations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've helped the Libertarian Party and the Green Party in Texas with their internal elections. We've helped civic organizations in San Francisco, the Harvey Milk Democratic Club.
I imagine it's a lot easier to get a private organization to change to an approval voting format. Has there ever been a government that has made this change in the United States or anywhere in the world?
Yeah, so Oregon had used an advisory referendum to determine how to do their taxing structure for their schooling. And it made sense for them to do that because there are more than two options. And when you have more than two options on a ballot, that's when picking the right voting method really becomes important.
Hmm. So Oregon, was it the state or?
Yeah, it was a statewide referendum.
And they actually did, what kind of voting was it, approval?
That was approval voting.
Wow.
So they had, I think it was five different options, and voters could choose yes or no on any of those options, and the option that had the greatest support was the one that was pushed forward. It was an advisory referendum, so it was just an advisory vote.
But ideally, you'd want this change across the board, right? Like, you'd want some government somewhere, New Hampshire, perhaps, to adopt approval voting for all elections, right? That would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, approval voting, it really works as a single winner method. So we're talking about executive offices, although in the U.S. mm-hmm. what we tend to do, we take what appear to be inherently at-large offices and we try to shove them into single member districts. So but it would work for that as well.
Maybe we'll see that happen here because, like, you know the Free State Project, the idea is let's get liberty-oriented people in the same place. You got people like Daryl who are going to the Elections Committee and trying to influence them to make changes. The Center for Election Science is located at electology.org. That's a cool word, electology. And Aaron, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you. Yeah.
There's more on the way here, and of course, plenty of time for you with your thoughts. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We're live from the 2015 Liberty Forum. We're on the way. Next.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And here we go. Free Talk Live. We're back with more from the 2015 Liberty Forum. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. One of the ways to do that is by submitting content right there to the front page of the site. You can vote up or down if you like or dislike something. And then in the aggregate, we'll kind of find out what you think's interesting. Of course, the best way to let us know is to just call in and become part of the show at 855-450-FREE. Ian and Daryl in the studio here on this live Friday night show from the Liberty Forum. We've got all kinds of interesting people to talk to here tonight. And Paul Best is next in our chair. It's kind of appropriate that you happen to be scheduled here at this slot, Paul. I know Mark actually, I think, put you here, and we were just talking about all kinds of things political, and I think you were here for some of that conversation.
A little bit, yeah.
Let me unmute your mic. That would help.
A little bit, yeah.
That generally works.
Yeah. So, and, you know, talking about how accessible the political system is here in New Hampshire. And are you a Free State Project participant? My first question for you.
Well, I'm sort of a boomeranger, I guess what they call them, a New Hampshire native, and I've heard that term used before. I'm a New Hampshire native, but I moved away to go to college in Chicago, and then I lived in L.A. for 5 years, and then I said, hey, New Hampshire is much better than L.A. for a number of reasons, including the Free State Project, and came back, and I'm very happy. My wife and I moved back, and we're very happy that we did.
Welcome back. When did you come back?
just about 3.5 years ago.
Okay, all right. So you got active politically here. Were you active here politically previously?
No, not at all. And not very much in L.A., only a little bit in L.A.
So this, so what inspired you to do that? I mean, what inspired you to get involved with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance? And we'll tell you, you can tell us what that is here in a moment.
Sure. Well, in L.A., I could not, even if I had put all my effort into it, probably had any influence even on the city-level elections, let alone the state-level elections. And in New Hampshire, it's different. It really is different. And I encourage people, if they're discouraged with politics, you know, New Hampshire is very much different. If you call a representative, they don't have staff. Their kid will pick up the phone because you called their home number.
I've had it happen.
It's a completely different environment, and average people can really make a real difference.
So L.A. has, what, like 10, 12 times the population of all of New Hampshire?
Exactly. And you've got, what, maybe a dozen council people, whereas in New Hampshire you have 400 state reps. For so many fewer people, there's a rep for maybe every 2,500 people.
I think it's 3,200.
Something that sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, even in Keene, which is one of the worst governments in New Hampshire, there's 15 city council members for 23,000 people. I mean, that's a couple thousand people per council member. I mean, these are very accessible politicians, and everybody kind of knows everybody else as well. And, you know, when these people are your neighbors, they're much less likely to be, as tyrannical as they could be, like in a place like L.A., where you don't know who these people are from Adam. And that's a factor. So what is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, Paul?
New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is an organization dedicated to working to promote liberty in New Hampshire through the political process. Now, that includes both the electoral process and the legislative process. So we recruit candidates, we endorse candidates, we finance candidates, we give $21,800 to liberty candidates in the 2014 election alone, and then we lobby on legislation. So we show up at committee meetings and lobby there, lobby at the House floor, and then ultimately we rate the representatives on their performance on liberty issues after the fact.
I think it's important to point out, I mean, you really did a great summary there, but a lot of that is so important and so unusual. Is there anything, to your knowledge, in any other of the 49 U.S. states that even resembles what the Liberty Alliance does here in New Hampshire?
Not to my knowledge. I've never heard of it. We spoke with someone at the booth today from Pennsylvania, and he said they had tried to start up a Pennsylvania Liberty Alliance. Apparently, it fell apart, and they're not doing anything anymore for lack of people. And I think that's the real awesome thing about the Free State Project, is that there are so many people here dedicated to liberty that there are enough people to keep these significant, difficult enterprises, challenging enterprises going that are so important, where you just don't have the manpower elsewhere.
So not even limiting it to liberty groups, do you know of any other group anywhere in the country that has volunteers that try to rate every bill that goes through their legislature, whether it be, you know, like the People for Total Tyranny or some other group? You know, like, is there any group that you know of where they try to rate every bill?
Certainly not. Most groups are issue-based groups. They only pay attention to a particular issue, whereas we review every single piece of legislation from a liberty perspective. And that's very challenging because each of those 400 representatives can issue, you know, make as much legislation as they want.
There's, what, 800 pieces right now?
Yeah, it's
about 900, I believe.
Yeah, 800 to 1,000 is pretty average. And
how many volunteers do you have? Because, I mean, you could use more from what I understand.
Absolutely. And actually, that's something that people can do from home, even
from anywhere.
From anywhere. Even if
anywhere.
You're out of state. If you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire, you can actually start helping promote liberty in New Hampshire before you even get here.
I think that's incredible. I mean, you want to talk about a great way to make a difference in New Hampshire without actually having made the move yet. You know, it's great to post an update on Facebook, but this can make a huge difference. And how would someone who's listening tonight, thinking about this, how would they get involved?
Well, the first thing is to go to nhliberty.org, which is our website, and sign up as a member. And that's the first thing. And you can sign up as
free.
It's a free. There's a free membership. There is, if you want, a paid membership, which is $20 for 2 years.
I went with a life membership. It was
only
$100.
$100, and you know, with people living longer and longer, that's probably the best value. But yeah, it's whichever one fits your budget, whatever you want to do, and then what you'll want to do is email The political director, which is Tim O'Flaherty, all the contact information is on there.
Former state rep.
That's right.
That's right, former state rep.
Former Democrat state rep, which I think is another interesting thing. You know, we've had Free State Project participants like Tim who've been elected as both Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire. So we're kind of hitting it from both sides, plus third parties as well. They're not getting elected, but they're trying.
That there actually were some libertarians in the New Hampshire State House in the 90s.
Yeah, that's true.
Before the Republicans and Democrats made ballot access more difficult. And the excuse they gave when they made ballot access more difficult was, quote, unquote, you libertarians can just run as Republicans and Democrats.
And now
they're getting upset about it,
right,
and saying, there's libertarians running as Republicans and Democrats.
So you email Tim O'Flaherty at what?
Yeah, it's his email address is on there. It's research@nhliberty.org.
Okay.
And basically, we want to put everybody that's going to do bill review through a little bit of training.
Sure.
It's not a real big deal. It's a half an hour, maybe an hour.
No, there's
you
a
can
system
do it online.
You need to learn.
Yeah. You learn how to do it. And but from that point, you can go onto the website anytime you want, look at the bills that haven't been reviewed yet, pick one that's on a topic that's interesting to you,
mm-hmm,
and that you feel like you understand.
You can sort by committee.
That's exactly right. So you can focus on a particular committee if you want, and pick a bill that you want to review and review it.
I think it's great. And not only that, but other people can review bills that have already been reviewed. So there's like checking on top of the existing reviews.
Right. So if I notice or any other bill reviewer notices, or you know, Paul or anybody in the leadership notices that a bill has either too high or too low of a score, then somebody might post in the bill review discussion group on Facebook, hey, this bill, the score seems off to me. It's not really my field. Can somebody look at this?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody takes a look at it.
Yep. And it's very simple to do the bill review process. It's just a series of questions. It really breaks it down. You know, does this bill increase accountability for government officials or protect them and absolve them of responsibility? Does it increase taxes or reduce taxes? Those kinds of questions.
Is it honest and clear? That's my favorite question.
Yep.
Is it honest and clear? Because it could be the worst bill ever. It could say kill all free staters. Horrible bill, but it's clear. Like, we know what they want to do. Like, it's honest. But if something is written in such a way to where it leaves you scratching your head of, what is this actually going to do? And the minimum wage bills are like that. Because even though it says the first sentence, the minimum wage shall be X, then it says, or the rate set by the federal government. It never says whichever is higher. So do I have to pay them $16 an hour, or can I go with what the feds say?
Paul, can you stick with us for another segment?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
All right, more with Paul Best. He is the current chairman of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and this is a unique organization that, to our knowledge, just doesn't exist in any form anywhere else except New Hampshire. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. We're here live from the 2015 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And that number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and join us here in real life because we're not just here tonight. We'll also be here tomorrow night for what will be the final night of the 2015 Liberty Forum. It's a yearly event put on by the Free State Project to kind of showcase some of the activists and the community of wonderful liberty-loving folks that are moving all throughout New Hampshire, people who care enough about freedom to pick up their lives and move somewhere. That is a really unique group of people, and they're doing unusual stuff that has never been seen before in the history of mankind. I mean, we're on with Paul Best here, who is our guest tonight at the moment. We'll have some other folks to talk to later. But he's the chairman of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And as you pointed out, Paul, this is a group that actually reads every bill that is submitted by the New Hampshire legislators. All 400 of the legislators are submitting something like 900 bills this time around. Now, the 900 includes the Senate bills, right? Is that right?
Yes. There are currently 491 bills that have been reviewed, mm-hmm. and 407 that have not.
So yet you guys need some
reviewed.
Help. I mean, you probably have 100 volunteers already. Do you know how many you do have, Paul?
Well, the number of people that have bill review access is greater than the number of people, of course, that actively review bills regularly. I'd estimate that there may be 50 people that do it fairly regular basis.
So, and some of those more than others. I know that I have personally reviewed probably 60 or 70 pieces of legislation. Mm-hmm. I've read even more because some of the bills I'll read it and then just think, I have no clue what this is trying to do, why they're trying to do. So it's, you know, beyond my scope of understanding. So I will read legislation that I don't review.
So you can definitely use some help. We do need more people moving here. And whether you're excited by reading bills or not, there are all kinds of things to do in New Hampshire. I mean, lots of liberty-oriented activism goes on here of all different sorts, whether it's creating media or doing civil disobedience or lobbying legislators.
You can even help the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance without having ever read a piece of legislation and without ever having spoken to a legislative committee.
How?
By helping hand out the gold standard every Wednesday. And now I believe you guys are making a Senate gold standard
that you're passing out on Thursday. What's the gold standard?
Gold standard is a list of recommendations to legislators that we create every single week because they vote once a week, sometimes twice a week. And we issue these recommendations either for good pro-liberty bills or against bad anti-liberty bills. And we also have arguments with those recommendations as to why they should vote for or against each of the bills.
This is a huge undertaking. I mean, all of these are big projects, and this is important because usually, without the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, these state reps would be getting recommendations from their political party, right?
Like, and they still do.
Right. The Democrats recommend you vote this way. Well, now they're getting an additional set of recommendations. All of the state reps, all 400, regardless of their political party, are receiving from you this printed on golden paper, you know, what the liberty position is. What do you, if you care about freedom, how should you vote on this particular bill? And a lot of these reps, they're interested, right? Like, this is something they read and that's useful.
Yeah, if you sit up in the gallery and look down, you can see that most of the representatives have these gold sheets, and many of them refer to them for the votes. They read them regularly.
Some of the reps will review it to know how not to vote, because there are some reps that absolutely love the fact that they get either a D- or an F or a constitutional threat rating from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So they look at the gold standard and say, okay, I vote the opposite of how these crazy people want me to.
It's an amazing project. So you've got the reading the bills. That's going on. That's something people can help with from outside of New Hampshire by going to nhliberty.org, joining as a member, whatever level you want. There's free on up to $100, and then contacting the political director there, and there's a link to that on the site to help out. And then once you get a little training, you'll get access to do that. That's awesome. That's an awesome opportunity for people who are, like, you know, chomping at the bit to do something, but they can't leave their home yet. You know, they can't leave their current state. They haven't yet been able to make the move up here. And then, of course, the other activists within the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance who are also, they're coming up with these voting recommendations. And then there's also the report card that Daryl just referenced there, where you guys look at important votes that these state reps have made over the last year, and you grade each one of the 400 state reps and also the 24 senators, I believe. You grade them based on how they voted during the year, and you issue this public report card. Do you send a copy to all the state reps, or do you just kind of figure it'll get to them?
We do send a copy, and we also have it. We sort of announce it at our annual Liberty Dinner, right. and many reps do attend that, and they're very anxious to see what those ratings are. And we issue an award called Legislator of the Year to the representative with the or senator with the best record, and so that's something we do both to hold them accountable and to inform the voters so they know whether their representative is worth supporting.
So has a senator ever been chosen as Legislator of the Year?
Not to my knowledge.
So you pick from all 424. So you pick for Legislator of the Year includes the senators. You don't give a separate award for a senator.
That's correct. Gotcha. Yes.
And by the way, just as an addition here, the senators, state senators in New Hampshire also make $100 per year.
Yes.
So even though they have a little more clout, there's only 24 of them, there's probably more power to each senator, they still aren't really collecting much of a paycheck. What do you like the most about being in New Hampshire, Paul?
Well, there are so many things compared to L.A. It's hard to list them all. But, you know, the one thing is we didn't want to live in a big sort of concrete jungle. And moving to New Hampshire, it's beautiful. There's beautiful lakes and mountains and forests, and it's an entirely different environment, and the people are entirely different. The people understand liberty, many of them. They're good neighbors, and it feels like a better place to call home than a place like L.A., at least for my wife and myself.
Yeah, I have to say I noticed that when I moved here, and it was a little strange at first, seeing people smiling on the street as they will walk by you. They'll make eye contact. They'll say hello.
People in Florida don't smile?
I'm sure there's someone who does, but it's kind of the attitude of don't talk to people in Florida, at least in my experience, where I lived in Sarasota. You know, people don't really acknowledge each other. Maybe you can get a nod and some eye contact out of people, but generally they're nowhere. It struck me how friendly people were in New Hampshire, and it was relatively quick that I noticed that when I moved up here. You can be in a grocery store in Walmart, and someone will just strike up a conversation with you about, the products that you're looking at or something like that. They'll ask you a question.
You just have that look on your face like, people want to talk to me.
Why wouldn't I have that look on my face in Florida? I mean,
there are some people that they walk around and they put off this air of, I don't want people to talk to me. So, maybe people that don't want people to talk to them.
So are you saying you've never experienced this in New Hampshire?
I've not had random people in New Hampshire talk to me in the grocery store,
okay. Yeah.
But I also don't really go out that much. I'm, a self-described hermit.
Okay, well then there you go. I don't think it's unusual. Paul, have you had these experiences in New Hampshire?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think people are a lot friendlier here. Part of it is, when New Hampshire, like you were saying, people know each other. And you're in a small town community, you're going to see the same people again.
Oh, yeah.
In L.A., I think there was a bit of a sense of you're never going to see that person again, so why bother?
Screw them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Paul Best, the chairman of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, what's coming up? I mean, so you guys are obviously working on these projects. Is there anything on the horizon that's new for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance? I mean, it seems like it'd be hard to believe you would have anything new because you've got your hands full, but is there?
Well, actually, just this year, we're introducing the Senate gold standard. So in the past, we've only done a gold standard for the House, and now we're doing one for the Senate as well.
Awesome.
So it's a lot of additional work, but we really think it's worth doing. We're getting some real positive feedback from senators already. It can be more challenging to lobby the Senate because, one person familiar with the process once told me that lobbyists visit the House, but they live in the Senate because it's much easier to influence 24 people in the Senate than 400 in the House. But we've gotten some real positive feedback, and we're hopeful that over time we'll be able to have an influence in the Senate this way.
And one thing, in my opinion anyway, that makes it more difficult for the citizen lobbyist to lobby the Senate is that the Senate has hearings sometimes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So they have committees much more often than the House. But the reason they do that is because there's only 24 senators, so each senator is on either two or three committees. Whereas in the House, every representative is on only one committee, if they're on a committee at all. There are some state reps that, for whatever reason, are not on a committee.
Well, I think it's exciting because this gold standard is going to let them know how to vote, and they haven't had that before in the Senate, and maybe that's what they need is some guidance. So kudos to you for that, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Great work. If you want to help them out, they need it. They still need more people to review bills. They need a lot of help. So please go to nhliberty.org. You can get started over there, and then come on up and join us in person here in New Hampshire. More coming up.
I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.